What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Up in the Boss Man Show with Coach Bill O'Brien, Boston College Eagles, one of the best offensive minds in football. Here with me on the Boss Man Show, Coach O. Good to talk to you, man. How's life up there? And back in old stuff because of Boston, man. How's it feel to be back down there coaching the Eagles, man?
It feels good. I appreciate you having me on the show. You know, it's like home for me. You know, I grew up north of Boston, and my wife went to school here. This is a place I grew up loving. Always dreamed about being a head coach here, and my career took me on some different pathways, but you know, it's been great to be here. I love coaching these kids, and it's been good. We're off to a good start here so far.
Yeah, Coach O'Brien, for you, man, getting back into it, how's it much fun is it for you to coach these young men? I know you coach the NFL, we all know that, but college football, you can actually have that deeper impact on a young man and help guide him for the rest of his life and do this game we love for football and help these young men become better husbands and businessmen and people in society after being in your program.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think that's probably the main reason why I enjoy coaching college football is because you can really you and your staff can really have an impact on their lives. You know, you can help them on the football field. You can certainly help them off the field, especially at a place like BC where they can get a great degree. They can give back to the community here. That's what we're all about. And, you know, so that's I would say that's one of the main reasons why I took the job was, you know, that I was able to be back in that role where I could really help young men. So it's been great to begin to have a little impact on their lives.
And coaches, summertime here comes around and you come up off of spring. How much do you install schemes and concepts for the season or work on their bodies in their position groups? So I know it's kind of a balance. You have a whole new team, new roster, trying to figure out what's the best way to make sure we maximize our time in the summer, get ready for fall camp coming up in July.
Yeah, it's a great question. We did a lot of installation in the spring. We probably got about 80% of our playbook installed in the spring. And then the summertime, we try to review a lot of that. A lot of what we do in the summertime is player-led, right? So we teach them how to do 7-on-7 and team periods, and then they do it on their own. And then when we get back to training camp, we'll begin another installation process back in training camp. But I would say that probably about 90% of our offense is installed right now. The guys seem to have a pretty good grasp of it, so it's been good so far. But, you know, we keep chipping away, and basically it's about repetition. And, you know, we don't run a lot of stuff. We just run, you know, about 20 pass concepts out of a million different looks. You know, we run 20, maybe 15 run concepts out of a million different looks. That's kind of how we try to do it.
And coach, you know what? And coaching with you, man, these young men get to actually learn the game from a mental perspective as well. Getting those mental reps in and kind of looking at, like you said, same play, different formation, different concepts. So talk about the part of getting them to watch film and to study the film and really understanding the mental part of the game and why we're running this concept to beat this different kind of coverage and get them to understand a little bit more just X and O's, but the why we're doing it.
Yeah, everything we do. You know, the best teaching tool we have is film. Yes, so we're able to, you know, to get up there and we can show them their plays that they ran the previous day or show them plays that we ran in Houston or at the Patriots or wherever, you know, and those, it's a great teaching tool because you can say, okay, hey, here's how we did it there. Here's how you do it here. You know, hey, you're doing it a little bit better than they did it or vice versa. Try to do it more like this. It's just a great teaching tool. Also, all the techniques, all the situations that you can teach off of film, it's just the best way to learn from a football perspective. And so we spend a lot of time watching film. And like you said, we try to teach them early on about how to watch film. This is how you watch film. And I think that's something that they've picked up on right away.
And Coach O'Brien, like also for me, I love to look at the film because I want to see what a young man's, what he's always actually looking at. Are you looking at just your position group? You looking at all 22 players? Because I want to look at all 22 to see what he's doing. When you do this, I like to see everybody. I don't focus on my position group, which people's a wide receiver, but I want to see everybody. So I can know when this look, you're going here, you're shading here, you got post safety coverage, okay, you're going to roll in this one. So how about that piece of for the young man to kind of put those outer layers together of football, kind of deep ends of football that you and I both love and understand?
Yeah, I think that's really important that they, you know, look, they've got to understand their job first, right?
But yes, sir.
What you can do with film is you can show them the whole, you know, the all 22, like, hey, here's what's happening. Here's why your job on this play is so important to the whole picture, to the whole play. And so when you can show them that on tape and you can show them what everybody else is doing and why it's so hard to get 11 guys to do the right thing on every play. It's very difficult to do that, right?
Yes, sir.
All these guys are human beings. They make mistakes. They're a little bit off once in a while. If you're striving to get 11 guys to do the right thing on each play, that's what you're really trying to do. And I think that's why you show them the all 22 so they can see that, not just their position, but the big picture.
And Coach O'Brien, what I love about your offense is that you can adapt to whoever your personnel is. About that really been important at KYP, knowing your personnel, be able to adapt your schemes, your concepts to who you have offensively, defensively, and understand how it best fits for this football team, not just having a system you run, but be able to adapt it to who your personnel is on both sides of the ball.
That's it. That's the whole thing when it comes to coaching. You've got to look at who you have, and you've got to try to adapt to what you have. It's all about the players. It has nothing to do with, and at the end of the day, if you have, you know, on defense, you know, you want to run a 4-3, but you have a lot more linebackers than you have defensive linemen. Then you got to run an odd package where you have, you know, a 3-4 type of look. And on offense, if you have a bunch of receivers and you're trying to run, you know, 21 personnel and you have all of these receivers standing on the sideline, you should be more of an 11 personnel team. So you have to really look at what you have, especially at quarterback on offense, and you have to tailor what you're doing around the player's skill sets. And your offense has to be multiple enough to be able to do that. And I think that's one thing we pride ourselves on is we have an offense that can take advantage of a lot of different types of skill sets. So that's what we try to do.
And Coach O'Brien, for you, man, as well out there in this whole world of the portals, and when you came back to college football this time, it's the portal NIL. So how important is that vetting process now to really kind of understand where a young man's head is? And I know it's kind of like speed dating now, but try to really get a good vet of who this person is as an individual and does really love the game for the game and about the team or see about himself.
Yeah, I think that's huge. I mean, I think that, you know, look, at Boston College, you know, we'll be in the NIL game, we'll be in the portal game. I think we have to build this through high school recruiting.
Yes, sir.
We have to do a great job of understanding, you know, where they come from, what their families are looking for, what type of young men they are. This is a place that, you know, we're not going to be able to just recruit the ESPN top 100. That's just not going to happen at BC. We have to find the right fits for Boston College. And then relative to the portal, we have to retain our players. We can develop players. We know how to do that, and we have to retain our players. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things that's a difference that, you know, from when I was at Penn State to now being at BC is the NIL and the portal is a bigger factor. We dealt with the portal at Penn State when the sanctions came out 12 years ago. We had to retain our team, so we have some experience with it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about retention and connecting with your players to show them, hey, look, we can develop you. You can be a good football player. You can get a great degree. You know, BC has its own little niche in college football. We got to build on that.
100%, Coach. And you're a national brand. Boston College, I've known about that since I was a child, being out here in Atlanta. So you're a national brand. So talk about that, being a national brand and having that brand notoriety with a young man. So when you call, also your catcher being in the NFL, and hey, rings a bell, Coach O'Brien's calling me and sees something in me.
No doubt. We're definitely a national brand. We have to, like you said, we have to build on that. We have to market that. You know, we have to do a good job. I think the big thing for us is we've got to get these guys on campus at least twice before they make a decision. You know, have them come up in the spring to watch us practice and then have them come on an official visit. I think that's really the big thing, because then they can see what we're all about. And but when we go to California, we go to Texas, we go down to Atlanta, we go to Florida, everybody's heard of BC. Then it's up to us. We got to get them to the campus. I think in the end, the bulk of our team will come from the Northeast, from New England, from North Jersey, from New York, from those places. But, you know, we have to do a good job of building on that national brand and find guys wherever we can find them.
100%, Coach. And for you, man, how has it been for you trying to get guys to buy into your culture, learning how to practice? Most very important for you, learning how to practice the right way, learning how to work out the right way, going to class the right way. It's about that piece, getting guys to buy into that culture and know about having discipline, having accountability for themselves and the program.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things we try to do. We hired Craig Fitzgerald, our strength coach. We have a great staff here. Tim Lewis and Will Lawing, Matt Turn are the coordinators on special teams, offense and defense. And I think that's the big thing. We want to teach these guys how to practice. People ask us all the time, how am I going to develop my son? How are you going to develop my player if I'm a high school coach? Well, here's how. You know, we run things on two fields, so a lot of guys are getting reps. We have really good teachers as coaches. Our strength and conditioning program is second to none. These guys are going to get stronger. They're going to get faster. They're going to be able to change direction better. And so we do a good job of that early on, of basically walking through it. Hey, here's how we do it, and then speed it up. And then eventually it gets to full speed. And when you're doing that on a repetitive basis, you get really good. And we have a strong belief in how we do it. And I think our guys here right now have really bought into it.
And Coach O'Brien, I'm going to ask you this, man, for you and your career, at what point did you decide you want to get into coaching? When did you kind of get that bug to want to coach and give back to the game in this way?
Yeah, it's funny you asked that, because, you know, you and I were talking about your uncle earlier, you know, Dave McHenry. You know, it was guys like that that I played for when I was younger that really made me want to coach. I mean, these were good guys that cared about kids. They were good teachers, but they cared about you off the field too. And coaching always intrigued me from the strategy standpoint, but also from the connection that you had, the ability to really get to know a person, you know, especially on the football field, but also off the field. I Yes. loved that. And so as soon as I graduated college, I'm like, I want to coach. That's what I want to do. And that's what I've ended up doing. It's been a great ride. I've enjoyed it. I have a lot of great relationships, and I love coaching.
No doubt. And Coach, you know, I think for you, man, seeing a young man call you about his wedding, he's having a baby, that's probably make you feel the happiest when you know it's really impacted the young man. He wants you to come to his wedding, let's know he had kids, he got a new job. So what about those success stories of coaching when a young man is shared with you? Coach O'Brien, I had something great happen to me, and I thank you for all things you taught me when I played for you.
That's what it is in a nutshell. I mean, I think that's one of the main reasons when I came back to Boston College, to college football, and all the text messages I received from guys that played for me at Penn State, hey, you know, you had a positive impact on my life. I appreciate what you did for me. It's good to see you back in college football as a head coach. That's really what it's all about. All the things you just said, when they have kids, they send me their birth announcements. When they when they get married, they invite me to their, you know, those are great things. And in the end, you know, that's what you're trying to do is have a really positive impact and have a great connection with the guys that you coach. Because, you know, in the end, you're asking them to do a lot. You know, football's hard, right? You know, you're asking them to bleed for you. You're asking them to sweat for you. You're asking them to do a lot. And the connection that you have with them is very, very important.
That's one for you, Coach. Coach O'Brien, when you're not coaching football, being around the guys, how do you kind of decompress and get away from the game and kind of enjoy yourself when it's not involving football?
Yeah, I think the big thing for me is to be around my family, right? My wife, Colleen, my two sons, Jack and Michael, you know, we love just hanging around together, you know, doing things together, whether it's watching Michael play baseball or watching sports on TV. I do play a little golf, not very well, and I do read books. But it's, I'd say the biggest thing is just, you know, being around family. Anytime you get some downtime, you know, I spend a lot of time with my family, which is, you know, that's my way of decompressing and kind of disconnecting from football. It's great to be around the family.
Well, Coach O'Brien, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, man. I've heard a lot about you over the years from my Uncle Dave, and it's good to have you on the show. Hope to see you real soon, man. I'll stay in contact with you. If you need any help with guys from Georgia, feel free. I'll be glad to help you, Coach.
I appreciate it, and thank you for having me on your show. It was fun. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Coach. Appreciate you, Coach.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.